Okay, good vach rabosai. Very exciting. Today's daf is Erevin daf Kufdala, the second to last daf in the second Erevin, and we are here at the Mishnah on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. And the Mishnah says, "Kohen shaloka be'etzbo. If a kohen has got a wound, some sort of injury on his finger, zakorech aleha gemi b'mikdash. He's allowed to wrap some sort of gemi, which is a reed, some sort of soft reed. He's allowed to do that in the Beis HaMikdash." Avalo b'medina, but not in the Medina. What's the problem? If you look at Rashi's, afo pi shehagemi merape es hamaka. Right, there's a din derabanan against refuah on Shabbos in cases where things are not serious. So, because you may come to do tochein, you may come to grind spices. So, refuah is a din derabanan. In shvus b'mikdash, a kohen is allowed to wrap this reed situation, this for all intents and purposes, band aid around his finger. Im hutzidan, but if it's in order to take out blood. Right, meaning that if the, for whatever reason, he needs to take blood out of the wound or the injury, so that is going to be a dindaraisa of chavala, of chovel, and that's going to be also. Okay, says the Gemara. Am Rabbi Yehuda Barei Rabbi Chiya. Lo shonu ela gemi, aval tziltzul katan have a yitur begodim. So the only thing that is mutter is a gemi, is this, again, this reed, soft reed type thing. But a tziltzul katan is a small little belt, made out of cloth. So that's going to be usher because that is extra begadim. The kohen has to wear a certain amount of begadim. He has to wear 8 begadim. If you look at Rashi over here, yes, your begadim, he lists them off for you. He has 2, meaning if you wear 2 of each, right, so that's a problem. So this is considered to be an extra baguette, right? Kohen has a certain amount of begadim, he's allowed to wear in the Beis HaMikdash, and this little belt around the cloth belt around his finger is an extra baguette. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, lo amre ele yitur begadim, elu makom begadim. Right, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the only time that you would violate wearing more begadim in the Beis HaMikdash is if you're wearing 2 shirts or 2 pants, anywhere you're supposed to wear the begadim. But around your finger, there's no begad that goes in the finger, so wearing a quote-unquote begad around your finger, that's not going to be a violation of yitur begadim. Aval shalom b'makom begadim lo havi yitur begadim. Right, so Rabbi Yochanan says it's not going to be extra. So the Gemara says, one second, so the typically mishum chatzitza, so still, I don't understand. A kohen is not allowed to have a chatzitza between him and the avoda that he is doing, between the fingers, between the feet on the floor. So a kohen is going to do avoda with his hands. He's going to have a bandage around his finger. That's a chatzitza. That's something that interposes between him and the avoda he's doing. So forget yitur begadim. It's a chatzitza. Can't do the avoda with that. So Gemara says, b'smol. It must be that the injury happened in his left hand. The avoda beis hamikdash was done with the kohen's right hand. That's the Gemara in Zvachim. This is kind of a small lead into Maseches Pesachim. Pesachim also deals with a lot of korbanos issues, right? Mainly referring, in the context, in the general guise of the Korban Pesach, but a lot of korbanos issues. So the avoda mostly was done with the right hand, so therefore if the injury is on the left hand, there's no chatzitza. Or you could say that it was on the right hand, but it's not a place where he's doing the avoda. So it's, for example, the near the wrist or near the knuckle on the back of the finger, right? Not on the front of the finger of the hand, but on the back, and that's not going to intersperse between the finger and the avoda. Upliga de Rava. And Rabbi Yochanan is against Rava. Right? Again, Rabbi Yochanan said it's not going to be bigger. Rabbi Yochanan said it's not going to be yitur begadim if you have an extra begad in a place where you're not supposed to wear big day, where there is no big day kavana. Dama Rava, Amar Rav Chista, b'makom begadim afilu nima achas chotzetzes. If where you're supposed to wear the kohen, supposed to wear the begadim, even a nima achas, even a string, one string is going to be a chatzitza. But shalom b'makom begadim, right? If it's not in a place where the kohen would normally wear the begadim, so again, Rabbi Yochanan had said there's no issue whatsoever. Rava says that then shalosh al shalosh chotzetzes. That if a beged is 3x3, again, that's as we've seen in Misach Shabbos, that's the shear for a chash of a beged. If it's 3x3, it's bos. So then that's going to be a chatzitza, but pachos mishalosh shalosh ein chatzitzas. But if it's less than that, it's not going to be considered a baggage because that's not already a chash of a piece of cloth. So Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan vaday plegi. For sure, Rava disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan. Vad Rabbi Yehuda b'rei Rabbi Chiya mi nima plegi. Maybe he's not against Rabbi Yehuda And Rabbi Chiya, again, because what did Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Chiya say? He said, right, Lo Shanu Elagemi, but that Tziltzul is Yesu Yit Rabbi Gadim. Maybe he would agree that Rava would agree that it's, that a belt is Yit Rabbi Gadim. So Shani Tziltzul Katan the Chashiv, right? So Gemara says no, meaning maybe, meaning yes, meaning maybe Rava would agree with Rabbi Yehuda, right, the Rabbi Chiya, that a belt is considered chashuv, even though it's less than 3x3, it's still considered a chashuv piece of cloth, and therefore it's going to be, therefore that would also be extra begadim. Lishnachrina, another way to say the phrase, and it's really just going to change people. Rashi says over here, even though the language is a little different, but really it's just changing the manda amars here. Amri la amar of Yehuda b'rei d'ruchia lo shanu elegemi, aval tzotzo kadan chodzeitz. Yeah, and then Rashi says that's exactly what he means. Meaning Yitro Begadim, it's a chetzitza, meaning it's the same. It's basically saying the same thing. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lo Amar Chetzitza. Right, if you look at Rashi, right, just to clarify before I jump through that, right, it seems like chetzitza and Yitro Begadim seem to be different things because the Gemara again mentioned different things, but Rashi says no. Mishum Yitro Begadim. Rashi says that the last Rashi on the Amar. He's saying exactly the same thing. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lo Amru Chatzitza B'Pachos Mishal Shalash Hashalash. Rabbi Yochanan says you don't have a chatzitza if it's less than 3x3. Al B'Makom V'Gadim. Unless it's that's the meaning that we, when do we say that you have a chatzitza, an extra baguette that's more than 3x3? That's in the place where the Kohen would normally wear his big day kahuna. Aba Shalom B'Makom V'Gadim Shalash Hashalash Chatzitzas Pachos Mishalash Ein Chatzitzas. And here we see that it's Rabbi Yochanan who says that the different, the 3x3 is chashuv outside of the area where the Kohen would wear the big day kahuna, and then vahainu the Rava. And this is exactly what Rava said, and in this version, Rava agrees with Rabbi Yochanan. I'm Rav Chista, lema pliga de Rabbi Yehuda b'rei de Rabbi Chiya. So I, maybe Rabbi Yochanan and Rava in this version argue with Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Chiya, who says that again that a small belt that's made out of cloth is going to also be a chatzitza. So shani tzitzit katan the chashuv. No, it's a chashuv of a baguette, and therefore they would all agree. Rabbi Yochanan, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, he would disagree because adashmin and gemi adashmin and tzitzit katan. Right? Why does, if you tell me that they agree with the belt, why don't they mention the belt in the Mishnah? Why instead of saying the reed? So why do you talk about the belt? It's like Gemara says, Milsa Agav Orchei Kamash Balan Degemi Masi, because the Mishnah wanted to teach a different law, a different halacha, that about refuah. That again, if you remember, the reason we said it was mutter in the Beis Hamikdash is because it's the rabbanon of refuah. But the thing that the Mishnah is teaching us, you know, Agav Orchei, is that that the gemi has refuah properties, that it can heal, it can help a person, and therefore it's Aser Mishum refuah. Okay, fine. Now, Boskin Melech Agabi Kevesh. Kevesh, I think. Either way, it's referring to the ramp on the Beis HaMikdash. You're allowed to put salt on the ramp in of the Mizbeach. Bishvil Shalom Yachliku, so that the Kohanim do not slip. If you're, you know, the Mizbeach was outside in the Beis HaMikdash, and contrary to popular opinion, right, it does get cold in Eretz Yisrael, and certainly Yerushalayim, the weather gets a little nuts, right? We're in the winter here. Certainly rain and hail, and sometimes snow is even possible. So you're allowed to put salt down on the ramp to the Mizbeach, so the Kohanim don't slip. Again, remember, they're walking barefoot. And that's where the Gemara talks about how it wasn't too cold for them. Okay, either way. But you're allowed to do that. The Gemara is going to ask questions, how does that work? But we'll talk about that. Umimalin mibor ha-gola, umibor ha-gadol be-gilgal, and be-shabbos. And you're also allowed to fill up water from these two wells, begalgal, with a wheel, meaning, or galgal, probably more accurately. These wells had a pulley, a wheel and pulley system, and you were mutter to pull water up from them on Shabbos. Umiber hakar beyontif, or ber hakir, and from the ber hakir, I think, if I'm not mistaken, you were allowed to do that on Yontif, but not on Shabbos. Again, we'll see in a second what exactly is going on over here. Rami late Rav Ika mi pashronia la Rava. So Rav Ika asked the following kasha to Rava. So first of all, our Mishnah says boskin melech agabia kevesh b'shvil shelo yachliku. Right, you can put salt down on the Mizbeach ramp so nobody falls. But Mikdash in B'Medina loves, implying that you can only do this in the Beis HaMikdash, i.e. that it's Aser Midrabanan. Or Min Hiyaski Ustira Chatzar Shenis Kalkala B'Mei HaGeshamim. If you have a courtyard, right, that's messed up, right, it's pouring rain. So what do you do? Mevi Tevin U'Merdaba. You're allowed to put straw and leave it on the floor, right? Apparently, that's you see that's mutter, right? So people don't slip and fall on their face. So you can see you can do this outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So what's the difference? Meaning, yes, the different substances, but apparently putting something down so someone doesn't slip is not a problem of Midah Rabbanan. So what's the difference? So the Gemara says, right, shiny tevin delo mevatale. Straw is different because people don't leave it there. And people who leave, if you leave something down on the ground, so that's going to be similar to bona. That's going to be similar to bona. Again, we said fixing floors, right? We had sprinkling water on a dirt floor. It could be an issue of bona. It's the same idea that if you're going to leave salt there, again, the straw they're going to put down and they're going to pick up, so it's not permanent. So that's not bona. And that's not a problem at all. But leaving salt is something that stays. And that would be, quote-unquote, a permanent addition. That would be similar to bona. That's why it's aser midirabonin. Amar ravacha breder, avela ravashi, hay melech hechidami. Okay, if it's an issue of bona that you're leaving there and you're not picking it up, how exactly does this work? Because idem mevatle, if you are being mevatel the salt, meaning you're just leaving it there on the ramp, so kamosif a binyan. So then you're adding on to the binyan beis hamikdash, right? You're not allowed to add on, do any construction to the kelim or whatever in the beis hamikdash. If you do loka mevatle, I skip the parentheses, and if you don't mevatle it, meaning if you're going to pick the salt up later, so ha'avi chatzitza. So the case is that it's going to be a chatzitza. It's going to be something that's interspersed between the feet of the kohanim interposed, whatever the word is. Either way, it's going to be a chatzitza between the feet of the kohanim and the ramp. But if it's temporary, meaning if it's permanent, so then the kohanim are walking on the ramp. The problem is then you're adding on to the mizbeach. If it's not permanent and it's not really similar to binyan, so then you have a chatzitza between the kohanim's feet and the mizbeach itself and the ramp. So either way, mimamashav should be no good. Says, yeah, really, you're right. It's something that you're leaving there. It's something that you're not leaving there. You're going to take it off. But it's for, you're leaving it there when they take up the evarim, the limbs of any of the korbanos, the lava vodahi, which is not part of the intrinsic avoda of a korban. A korban is the main part of the korban is the sprinkling of the blood. And again, that's already, we get to Zvachim and Tisham in a couple of years, we can talk about that. But basically, that's not the ikar avoda is not the burning the limbs, it's the sprinkling of the blood. So when you put the salt down, it's not for a crucial avoda, and therefore, yes, in a chinami, there's a chatzitza, but it's not for a crucial avoda. Kumar says, I velo, but isn't, wait one second, the burning of the limbs is chashuv. Vaksiv, meaning it's not the ikar, but it's definitely chashuv. Vikriv akoin is a kol b'ikterim is beicha. You do need to take the limbs up on the mizbeach. It is part of the avoda of the kohen. So we're talking about something else. We're talking about a case where they're taking the wood up to burn on the mizbeach. We know that the mizbeach fire had to stay burning the entire day and night. But taking the wood up for it to burn was not actually one of the avodah, right? This is Gemara says delav avodah, and that's not one of the avodahs. So therefore, the salt is removed. So then why should it be usher? What's it called? Why should it be usher outside in the outside of the Beis HaMikdash? So that's a good kasha. But stama, it must be that usually they leave it there. Usually they leave it there, but sometimes they clear it off. Meaning, so it's not permanent enough. That you have to dance around that issue because if the maskana of the Gemara is that they remove it, so therefore it's not similar to binyan whatsoever, right? That was the whole kula of the straw, right? If the straw is removed, and that's why it's mutter. So if you're telling me that the salt is also removed in the end, so why should it be usher outside? Because something there, so you must say there's some sort of permanence that makes it more similar to binyan than the straw. Okay, and the Achronim discussed this. I'm not familiar necessarily with an answer one way or the other. Okay, but either way, that's the logic of the Gemara. Darash Rava. Rava says the following. So again, this, what we said before, if you have a chatzer that's kind of flooded and you want to make sure nobody slips, so you can bring some straw and throw it down on the chatzer. I'm a layer of papa la rava, vatanya. I doesn't say a brisa, because you marde, enu marde lobasal veloba kupa elabashule kupa. When you throw this stuff out, the straw out in the chatzer, so you can't take it from either a sal, a basket, or a kupa, or a box. Elabashule kupa, rather from a broken box. Meaning you have to do it in some sort of weird, strange way. Rashi says because it's it's an issue of uvda dechol. Rashi says the second to last Rashi, the skinny lines lo basal lo bakupa, because that's kederech chol, and that's an uvda dechol issue. Again, that we had in Masechta Shabbos. So Rava actually, sometimes you find you have a kasha, and then you have all these fancy terutzim. But no, right away, Hadar Okim Rava Amora. Rava immediately got up. He set up an Amora, not like Tanoim and Amoraim, but an Amora here is like a speaker. Vidarish, and he said, Dvarim Shamati Lefneichem Tosein. Biyadi, right? No, I made a mistake. Baram Kach Amru Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. This is Rabbi Eliezer said. Kushu Marde Eino Marde. Marde lo basav lo bakupa ela b'shulei kupa. That's what he said. I made a mistake, and Rav Papa corrected me, and this is the appropriate halacha, like he said. Okay. Mimalim mebor hagola. Now again, the Mishnah said you're allowed to take water from literally means the well of the exile. So ula ikla the bay Rav Menashe. Ula went to Rav Menashe's base medrash, and also gavra taref abava, and some guy knocked on the door. Amar and who said it? It must be Ula, right? Ula said, "Man hay litchol gufe deha machale l'shabsa." Who is this guy who's being machal Shabbos? Right? Apparently, Rashi explains that if you look at Rashi, to sever kol olude kala asir, he holds that anything that makes a noise is asir. Right? Anything that makes a noise, that's what Ula says. So apparently, right, again, Mechil Shabbos is a little bit harsh because Mestamet's a Dinder Rabbanan, making noise is Shema Yitaka and Kishir, because you may come to fix an instrument, but it was okay. I guess it was Osir, it's got to be Mechil Shabbos, it's Osir. So Esve Abaye, I skipped the line. Amalei Rabba lo Osir ela kol shil shir. So Rabba said back to him, what are you talking about? The only thing that's Osir is music, meaning sounds that are like music. Right? I mean, anything that is involved in music. So it doesn't necessarily mean you have to be playing a violin. You could be, clapping on the table, making a drum beat. So according to Rabbah, that would be also. So Esve Abayis. Now we're going to have a bunch of kashas against Rabbah. And the reason we brought it is because the reason this whole discussion is here, after saying that you can, draw water from the well of the exiles, if you're wondering what the connection is that that's going to be one of the kashas against Rava. So, Esve Abai. First of all, Abai says the following. Malin bidiofuni umatifin. Umalin bidiofuni, sorry. A person is allowed to take wine from a barrel with this diofuni, like a dual tube. Like some sort of mechanism, I'm not even sure how this looks, but some way that you would take like a double straw, and somehow you would get wine through that. Umatifen mi'arak l'chole b'shavis. And this is not arak. Arak is not the drink, the licorice-flavored alcohol that they have in Eretz Yisrael. And that's the important part of that we're interested in. This means that you're allowed to drip water for a chole on Shabbos. And the stomach, we're talking about a situation where it'll make noise, meaning you're not dripping water into his mouth, you're kind of like making some sort of noise for the chole. So the Gemara says, l'chole in labarilo. Apparently you can only do this for someone who's sick. So what's the case? Lav donin. Lav dinim, isn't it not that he's sleeping? And you want to wake him up? Right? Meaning this is the noise that you're making with the water. Apparently it's like someone snoring. It wakes you up. Avlude, I'm not sure how to pronounce that. Avlude kala asir. Apparently you see that any type of noise is asir. Right? I mean it's not music at all. So like I said, lo, the case is not that he's sleeping. You want to wake him up. The tier v'kaboyle name. Delenin. He's awake and you want him to go to sleep. Meaning you want, obviously that makes a lot more sense. Someone who's sick, you want to help him sleep. So it's one of those white noise type things that's what they used to do back in the day. Kikala dim zumze. Right. So again, he's gonna make like a sound of bells, meaning it's gonna help him sleep. And that is something that's musical-ish, and that's why, in fact, It's usr. Okay, second question. Esve Abaye asked another question. Mistama? It doesn't say that it was Abaye, but Mistama it's Abaye. Hamishamar perosa b'pnei ha'ofos. Someone who's guarding fruit from birds so they don't eat it. Udulav b'pnei ha'chaya, or, I guess, vegetables and gourds from animals. Mishama kadarga b'shabas. Well, actually, the sapek v'lo yitapek v'lo yirakod kadarach shen osin b'chol. Right, you can do whatever you do, as long as you don't kind of clap your hands or kind of make noises, stamp your feet, right, just like people do normally. My time, what's the reason? I love them a komoli kala. Right, isn't it because you're making a noise? The call of lude kala osir, and any type of noise is osir. So Rav Achabar Yaakov, no, shema ito tsror, because now that's not the reason. It's nothing to do with making a noise. It's because you may come to take a rock and throw it at him, and then you might throw from Rosh Hashanah to Shavuot Rabbim, or vice versa. Okay, ve'ela had amar Rav Yehuda Marav. And another question. Noshim ha-mesachos be'egozim osir. Women play with nuts. With egozim is like walnuts or whatever. So that is osir. Rashi says they used to kind of have this little slope, and they used to roll nuts down to the ground. To the end of the slope, I guess maybe the slope goes up against the wall, and they're trying to, whoever it's closest to the wall, I'm not sure, whatever it is, but the nuts would roll down the slope. My time, why would it be osir? Right, lav dekamolid kala, isn't it making a noise? Vakolo avludi kala osir, and anybody who makes a noise, even if it's not for music, it's osir. So I says, no, delma osir, leshvi yagumos, because we're concerned that you may come to flatten out the ground, right, to make sure that the game is played in a proper manner. Right, that's, again, as we pointed out, that's osir. For binyan, bona for Shabbos. Do ilo temahachi? Because if you don't say that, hadam Rav Yehuda, nashim misachos b'tapuchim aser. Rav Yehuda said that you're also not allowed to play the same game with apples. So also, my avlu dekaliyka. Right, there's no noise with apples. Right, a walnut, let's say, rolls around in its shell and makes a noise, but apples kind of just roll softly. Right, like a bowling ball. Nah, I don't know, whatever. Ella dilma aser lashviyu. So it must be that it's aser because of flattening out the ground to play the game. Okay, and finally, we get to our Mishnah, and this is why this is here. Tanakh, we learned in the Mishnah, Mamala miborakolo, miborakolo, begalgal, b'shavis, where you can draw water from these pits, from these wells, with a wheel. And that was, right, b'mikdash in, b'medina lo. And again, we're talking about a case that they were in the Beis HaMikdash. You're not allowed to do it outside. You're not allowed to use a wheel to draw water outside the Beis HaMikdash. My time, alav mishum davludi kala v'asir. Isn't it because it makes noise and then it's asir? It's where it says lo gzeri shama yemala leginoso uluchurvaso. No, we're concerned because it's so easy to take the water. So you may start watering your plants in your garden, and that is obviously going to be asir. Midoras or the churvaso or to your ruin if you're if you got a vegetable patch and the ruin over there. Ameimar shara lamimla begilgula b'mechoza. Ameimar allowed the people in Mechoza to use this wheel to draw water in Mechozas. And Amar, and he said, my time of Gazer Rabbanan, what's the problem with this? Right, why was it usher in the first place? Shemei yamala l'ginasu l'chorvasa, right? Because you may come to add, take more water for your garden, etc. So hacha lo gina ika v'lochurba ika. In Mechoza, apparently nobody, it was probably a desolate place. I don't know, it wasn't such a happy place. They didn't have any gardens or any ruins. Where they were growing stuff. Okay, so the Amimar saw that it was you could be matirin. So Kaven the Kachaza Dika Taru Bekitna. So then he saw that once the water was coming up so easily, what were they doing with this water? Amimar saw that they were soaking flax. And that would be an Isser Deraisa, probably of Lush, I forget already. Rashi doesn't say which malacha would be, Mestame, some sort of Isser malacha. So then Aser Lehu, right? So then he Asered it and said, no, you can't do that at all. Okay. Umbe'er Hakir, and you can also, you're allowed to take water from the Be'er Hakir on Yontif. So my Be'er Hakir, what is that? So Amar Shmuel, Bor Shehikru, Aleha Dvarim Viti Ruha. It's a well that they were. Lachkor, not hikir. How do you translate hikir? But anyway, they were machloksim back and forth. If you look at Rashi, the first wide line over there at the top of the Amud, kishalu min agola hutzruchula. When people came from the Golus, from Bavel, so they needed this well. And they were went back and forth, and they were mevatel this din d'rabbanan to raise water from with a wheel, meaning it had a wheel, and it was mutter. They decided that it was mutter because they really, really, really needed the water. Meaning, so they waived the din d'rabbanan. And they only, meaning only that one, and that was the only one that they allowed to use. The Gemara says, "Meisvei, one second. Is that really the pshat? Lo kol abaros akiru sitiru elazuglovad. Meaning that was the only one they needed. Vila mata she hikru dvarim aleha. And if you'll tell me they had all this logic, my zuglovad. Why did they only allow this one? So Ella Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak ber mayim chayim. No, the reason it was mutter is because it was a river. It was a river underneath it. Meaning, and it kept on, or it was a spring, whatever it was. Shinemar kiakir bir mimeha. And meaning it was a flowing water. Meaning that's why they called it bir hakir. I guess based on that pasuk. And again, they needed the water, and that's they were mevatel this din d'rabbanan of not using a wheel to bring up water from a well. Gufa, we'll just go to the Mishnah. Then, as I mentioned yesterday, we'll save a little bit for us to learn tomorrow. Lo kolaboros hakiros hitiru el zubilvad, right? That's the only one they allowed. Uksha'alu b'nei Gola, and when the people came from Bavel to go to Eretz Yisrael, so chanu aleha unuviyim shebeneim hitiru lehem, right? That they had camped, right? They set up their camp out near this well, and the Neviim, the prophets, as Rashi says over here, Chagai Zechari Malachi, right, they allowed them to use it on Yontif. And the Gemara says, oh, by the way, Velo Neviim Shebinheim, it wasn't actually the prophets, right? Ella Minagav Osam Biedehim, right? They just used the Minag of their fathers, Beoso Abor, meaning that that boar had been matired, I guess, back in the day, so that when everybody else came, meaning originally, I guess they allowed it when the first returning exiles came, and then everybody else when they were following. So I guess they continued to use that well. I guess maybe even though technically they didn't need it, but basically they kept the minog that they already paskened that they had waived the d'rabbanan about using a wheel to bring up well water on Shabbos, okay, or on Yontif rather, at least for this one. Okay, Rabosa Shkola Kodo, we are going to finish Mitzvah Shem, the Mesechus Erevin, tomorrow. I hope you have a big party planned. It's definitely an achievement worth celebrating. As we saw in Mesechus Shabbos, Abaye used to make a simcha, a party, when one of his Talmidim used to finish a Mesechta, so that's something that we certainly encourage. Have a great, great week, a good vach, and a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.